This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The European Union has announced that sometime this summer it plans to reopen to tourists, including travelers from the U.S., people who are fully vaccinated. But not just on your say-so, there'll need to be a system. Here's Marketplace's Samantha Fields.
A lot of countries that rely on tourism are in a hurry to welcome visitors back, says Glenn Melnick, a health economist at the University of Southern California.
There's tremendous pressure to reopen for a lot of countries, right? Thailand, for example.
Tourism accounted for about 12% of its GDP before the pandemic.
France is the same. Other European countries that, you know, in the summer, tremendous economic benefits of opening up.
With COVID still very much a threat, a growing number of countries see vaccine passports as a way to get those economic benefits safely. Lots of countries already require vaccination for yellow fever and recommend it for other diseases. But Jen Cates, director of global health policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation, says there's no international system for COVID yet.
Each country is kind of doing its own thing. And so that means that there's potentially different systems, there's different vaccines that are recognized.
It also means countries are still figuring out what to require as proof of vaccination and how to verify that proof when there's no international database. In the age of Photoshop, those white cards the CDC is issuing are easy to forge. In spite of all those issues, Kate says, at this point, it's not really a question of if vaccine passports are a good idea.
The train's left the station. It's happening. So many countries have said they're doing this or are doing it. It's just a matter of how to make it work.
And she says, how to make it as fair and equitable as possible. Dr. Wafa El-Sadr, an epidemiologist at Columbia University, says right now, requiring COVID vaccination to travel wouldn't be equitable.
In many ways, it will allow for a privileged minority to be able to travel easily versus the vast majority of the people in this world today who have little chance of getting a vaccine anytime soon.
In many countries, it could be a couple of years before there's enough vaccine to go around. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.